Let's do some Bible studies as we're out here preaching the Word of God. So what does it mean to place your faith in Jesus Christ? John 3:16. Faith is not just a head knowledge. Faith is not just I believe. Faith is an allegiance to follow Jesus Christ. John 3:16. Whosoever can come and believe upon the Lord Jesus. But that faith, the Bible goes on to tell us, is a faith because of the shed blood of Jesus and his death, burial, and resurrection. That faith causes you to repent of your sin and worldliness and every false way. If you haven't repented and come out of the world and you're still living in false ways, you haven't truly repented, neighbor. You don't have biblical repentance. The goodness of God leads to repentance, the book of Romans says. So by this saving faith that leads to repentance, repentance, metanoia, a changing of your mind. Take a gospel card, sir. Test yourself to the Word of God. You must come out of the world. A changing of your mind, metanoia. When you change your mind, you change your ways. Now you've got an active faith that you're believing in Jesus. You're repenting and leaving sin in every false way. And the Bible says that in holiness and righteousness, we now serve him in new life. You can be born again. So we know what believing is. It's an active faith of repentance. To be born again means spiritual new life. When you're spiritually born again, what happens to you? You get a new heart and a new mind. 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17, a new heart and a new mind to now follow after Christ in repentance and follow him in his word and his ways. Oops, excuse me, ma'am, I'm sorry. Follow him in his ways and his word. Holiness and obedience. So let's talk about holiness. To be born again is a new spiritual birth, not just some religious activity. A change of your heart and mind to want the things of God and not the world. Now what about holiness? Holiness. Hebrews 12, without which no one will see God. Holiness means to be set apart for the kingdom of God. Have you been set apart for the kingdom of God, neighbor? If you're living in holiness, you don't live like the world any longer. You don't dress like it. You don't talk like it. You don't entertain like it. You don't act like it. When you're living in holiness, you're following Jesus out of the culture that's set for the wrath of God. This is the culture. Strawberry Fest is Satan's kingdom. Super Bowl, sports, politics, entertainment, pride and vanity is all Satan's kingdom. American churchianity is Satan's kingdom. So what you have to do through that shed blood of Jesus, through repentance, that faith that causes action, repentance which causes you to leave your sin, the new life, John 3:3, which causes you to become a new creation, and in holiness you're set apart for God, and obedience, it means just what it says. To obey God is to love God. And obeying God says, I'm going to follow your way. I'm going to follow the Word of God. Jesus is the Word made flesh. And I'm not going to follow the world any longer. But as you're following the world, you're setting the wrath of God against you. The wrath of God is coming against all children of disobedience who do not live after God's Word, but live after their flesh and the culture. So we've covered faith, we've covered repentance, we've covered new life, we covered holiness, we covered obedience. It's to obey the Word of God. Acts 5, he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. And then the last part of the gospel, you must endure to the end. Endurance, It means remaining, abiding, continuing. Every day, week, month, and year, you have to abide in Christ. You have the hope of salvation today, but you have to continue in it for the rest of your life. Every day. And if you fall away, and if you go after the things of the world, and if you live like the world, you're not enduring in Jesus Christ. By faith and repentance, new life, holiness and obedience, and enduring in a saving faith. Jesus said in Matthew 24, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. And the Bible calls us to obedience, endurance, and holiness.
I'm going to tell you something. Watch here. Let's go.